Truma Tzadeshen, Simon Resh Mem Vav, writes the following. Truma Tzadeshen, Simon Resh Mem Vav. V'nira, the isha, the hergisha, ubadka. So a woman has a hergasha, and she does the bedika right after the hergasha. She has the sensation, whatever the hergasha is, as we discussed last time. She doesn't readily see any dam, but she does the bedika right afterwards. V'lo matasa klum. And even the bedika doesn't yield anything. So she has a hergasha, she does the bedika, and even after the bedika she sees nothing. Yesh letama. So she still is asura. Devada yasa tipa sam kachardal minis kaneyach onimuk. We assume that if she had a hargasha, it must be that there was dam. And even if she didn't actually see the dam, there must have been dam that came out and somehow it got wiped away before she was able to see it. So the fact that there's hargasha is indication enough that she is tameya. The hargasha svarad araisahi. Hargasha is as far as the rice, he calls it. So as long as you can't pin the hargasha on something other than the normal culprit, the woman's going to be a sura. So even if she sees no dam, hargasha is enough to be metamir. Then he goes on to say, Mikol mokom benido didan, ho'el umasas lichluchis deloven alei. That if she sees a mara on the bedika, but it's not a mara tame, she sees some other moisture, some other presentation other than dam. Arminan da hi tivas loven hi da argisha da loven v'yarek nami minim akorkasi. So Jewish tradition says if she has argasha and she does the bedika and the bedika is totally clean, you have to assume that there was dam. The dam somehow disappeared before she saw it, and she's tameya. If she has hargasha, she does a bedika, and she sees a mara tahor, so then she can assume that the hargasha is attributable to the mara tahor, because the mara tahor also could have come min hamakor, and there the woman will be tahora. Okay. So again, hargasha b'lo ri'ah, according to Truma Tzadeshen, is metame, unless you see something which is a mara tahor, and then you could connect the dots between the hargasha and the mara tahor and assume that the woman remains tahora. So this psach, the Truma Tzadeshen, is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Tzadi Se'if Aleph. Take a look at the slide if you have it. Kuf Tzadi Se'if Aleph. Devar Torah, Eina Isha Metame Bilo Asur Labaila Ad Shetargish Sheyatza Dami Besara. That's a din d'oraisa. The chachamim gozu al kesem shenimsa v'gufa over v'gadash yitimeya v'asur l'vayla afil lo hergisha v'afil l'baka asma matza tahora tzvicha hasakara, etc. V'im hergisha shenifach mekora lo tzida v'baka achakach v'lo masaklom. But if she has a hergasha, again, this is the mechabit formulation, hergasha psichas piyam akor, and she does a bedika and she finds nothing, yesh misha omer she tmeya. That's the Truma Tzadeshen, that a woman in that situation, hargasha v'lo ri'iya, is going to be tmeya. So Mechaber quotes this as the yesh misha omer, but he doesn't quote any cholik. Take a look at the Torah Hashlamim on the bottom, it's the Katan Beis. Asher b'beis Yosef lo nimsa misha cholik. But said no one argues on the Truma Tzadeshen that we know of. Mikol makom, kasa v'loshem yesh misha omer lefi shel amasa hadavar b'shem posik rabbi Truma Tzadeshen. So the mechaber may use the term yesh misha omer not necessarily because it's talib machlokes, but because it's only printed in one rishon. No one else talks about it one way or another. So even though it could well be, everyone agrees, because the original source is limited to the Truma Tzadeshen, the Mechaber presents it as Yesh Misha Omer, but not to say that it's Tali B'machlokes per se. Okay. Now the Darkei Moshe in Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sifkatan Beis and Darkei Moshe Katsar. Darkei Moshe quotes this Truma Tzadeshen that the Beis Yosef quotes, and he writes, Gam lo reisi le'echa min ha-poskim she'kasvu l'tam osav ha-hargasha v'lo re'eklau. Truth is, notwithstanding, Dr. Moshe writes that he didn't find this discussed in any other posik, any other Rishon. V'lachein dvarav tzarachiyah. L'chein dvarav tzarachiyah. The Dark Moshe writes, or Amar writes in Dark Moshe, that the Beis Yosef does quote the Tzimus HaDeshen, but he hasn't found it in any other Rishon, and therefore Tzarech Ian, whether the Tzimus HaDeshen is correct, lahalacha. However, the Ramah doesn't make any comment in his Haggah on Shulchan Aruch, which is the old question, what do we do when the Ramah says one thing in Dark Moshe, and it's not reflected in his Haggah on Shulchan Aruch? But here, the Ramah is silent, even though in Dark Moshe he expresses reservations about the Tzimus HaDeshen. The Radvaz in Shuva goes even further. The Radvaz Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Tes. Radvaz Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Kaf Tes. He quotes the Tzimus HaDeshen, and he says, "Vani Omer ki amekayim chumrezu over mishum neshe ami tigarshun." That if you follow the Tzimus HaDeshen, you're going to end up being the tamei many women who otherwise should be taharos. You're going to be mevatel mitzvah zona. So he thinks the Tzimus HaDeshen is not lahalacha. And he says, even if you want to accept the Tzimus HaDeshen, how can you argue that in this case of Hargashav L'Riya, she's going to be Tameya Min HaTorah? Because maybe you'll say, that will treat her as Tameya Midrabana. But in order to be Tameya Min HaTorah, you have to have Hargashav L'Riya. Hargashav L'Riya, he thinks that she's Torah L'Gami, even if you argue Tameya, but at least it should be Tameya only Midrabana. The Radvaz does say that if she has a Hargasha B'Sha'as Vesta, if she has a Hargasha when she expects to see Dam, so then she's Asura anyway, because B'Sha'as HaVesta, a woman is Asura L'Vayla. So the Hargasha on that day doesn't add anything. If there's Hargasha Shelo B'Sha'as Vesta, Hargasha at a time that she's not expecting to see Dam, so then the Radvaz says, she still should do bedika. I mean, the fact that he argues on the Tzimus HaDeshen, the fact that there's Hargasha below Re'iyah doesn't make you Tmeya, but it's at least a wake-up call. You should be aware that maybe something's going on, and you should do bedika. But if she does the bedika, bedika's clean, then she is going to be Tahora. And he says it's enough that the Nosis Ralech Miratzman Afila Rova Stipa Zanka Chardo Yoshua Shivanakiyah. But this added Chum of the Tzimus HaDeshen, Ravah says that goes too far, and he writes that in his time he did not see anyone being Mahmir for the Tzimus HaDeshen. Yeah.
Because in terms of the Nachmiah, it's whether or not the Hargasha that's on the Veses, I mean, wouldn't it matter in terms of everything, any physical contact but Tashmish?
It would matter. Again, we'll see that's a machlokas, whether other physical contact is mutter beyond the vest, tibet venisha, machlokas of the nosakalim, so we'll get to that. Okay. It would matter for that, and it would matter if she's going to be a sewer, so it'll matter the day after it's also. But he's just saying that, strictly speaking, on the yom vest, it doesn't make that much of a difference as far as the issue of Bailo. But any other time, Shalom B'Sha'as Vesta, so then it would make a big difference, and he thinks you should do B'dika, but if the B'dika is clean, you're going to be Mutar. So you have potentially three Shitos here. You have the Tzimus HaDeshen that the Mechader quotes Halacha, even though he says Yishim Yishomer, the Torah of Shalom says he doesn't mean that in Mescholot necessarily. So the position of the Tzimus HaDeshen is if a woman has her Gasha below Re'iya, she's Asura. Even if she does the B'dika and the B'dika is clean, she's Asura. And the only way out is if you do bedika and you see a mara tahor, so then you could attribute the mara tahor to the hargasha, and she's going to be tahor. Then you have the Ramah, who questions in the Dark Emosha the the Truvas HaDeshen in totality. So in the Ramana Dargah Moshe, you get the impression that you don't have to be Chosh HaShed or even to do Bedika, perhaps. Not quoted in the Ramah in his Hagos. And then you have the Razbaz, who says it's true that you should do Bedika, but if you do Bedika this queen, then the woman is going to be Tahara.
But the Dargi Moshe says that Sarachi, it doesn't say that you should. He sounds like he'd go either way in regards to Bedika.
Well, so he said Sarachi and whether the Truma Tadeshin is correct.
Right.
Because he didn't find anyone else that says like that. So if the Truma Tadeshin is wrong, I'm not saying necessarily, but it could be, you don't even need a Bedika. The Ramah doesn't address that. But so potentially, I'm sorry?
Does Sarachi mean he's not sure if he's asking, or he doesn't know how to explain the Truma Tadeshin?
Again, the lesson was, Dvar Tzichaniyin means whether it's correct, whether the bottom line is correct.
But he's definitely not going to pass on the Chomer.
Who's not going to pass on the Chomer?
The Targumosh.
Dvar Tzichaniyin, it doesn't say.
Is it any opinion he has not explained?
No. Yeah, you say because he didn't find this in any other Rishons, he's not sure whether it's correct. But bottom line, in Shulchan Aruch, he didn't say anything in the Haggah. The Pesach Shuvah here in Sifkat and Vav quotes a Machloka Sachron about the following. So, the bottom line, Mechaber quotes the Truma Tadeshin with Adcholik, that seems to be how we paskin, the Radvaz notwithstanding. But then the Pesach Shuvah quotes the following. What happens if a woman has her Gosha below Riya, so she doesn't see any Dam, and then she does a Vedika, and on the Vedika, she sees both the Mara Tahor and the Mara Tame. He's talking, the presentation is about, it's an H-Ein Avada, where you didn't check beforehand whether the Vedika cloth was clean. So we don't know the source of anything, because whatever you see could have been there before. But relevant even if it's an Eid Vada, say even an H-Ein Avada, if you're going to be Machmir, maybe it'd still be Machmir. So a woman does a Vedika after a Hargasha, and she finds in the Vedika both a Mara Tahor and a Mara Tame. The Mara Tame is less than a Gris. So how do you paskin in that case?
Why does it matter that the Tahor is, I mean, the Tame is less than a Gris? It's a big cloth.
If the Maratame was more than a gris, so then you don't have you've eliminated a potential tliya. I mean, the question is, can you assume?
It's not a kesam.
I'm sorry.
But if she did a bedika, then the kusksam doesn't apply by
bedika. Kulaksam doesn't apply by bedika, as we'll discuss, because we're concerned maybe there is a hargasha that was masked by the bedika. Here you're doing a bedika. You know there was a hargasha, right?
Yeah.
So you're doing a bedika to see what was the source of the hargasha. So maybe you could still say, so if it's less than a gris, maybe you could say that the Mara Tahor is attributed to the Hargasha, and the Mara Tame is Apholos.
You can still have a Tliya in that situation?
That's part of the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, let's take a look at the Pesach Shuvah. Ayim HaShakas HaSham B'Shem Shuvas Givas Shal bin Badka ve'eish ein avaduk u'matza mara tahor u'besocho mara tamei pachas mika gris titahora. So Givas Shal thinks that you can be tola the hargasha on the mara tahor. So you could say the mara tamei, that's a macholas. And the Mar Tahor, that's what's connected to the Hargasha. And then he goes to Chavis Das in the end of Simen Kosadi, Sukkot Alam and Zion, that argues. Chavis Das says no. The Hargasha, Shiyas Adam in Mekora, Umas Amaras Tahoros Al Chaluka, the Gamara Odem, the Kuliyame in the Tola. That if a woman has Hargasha, and she sees a Maratara and a Maratame, you can't be Tola. Why? The robe sichas amakor minashim lamaras tameyose. So the majority of reios, the majority of things produced by sichas amakor are maras tameyos. So if you see a maratame and a maratahor, it's much more likely that the Hargasha is connected directly to the Maratame. Teda says the Chavis Das, Tatmeya below Matzah Klal, that if she does a Vedika, according to the Chumash Hadesh and the Mechaber, if she does a Vedika, and the Vedika is totally clean, she's going to be Tameya because we're concerned there is Hargasha. And we're not told that there... We're not told that maybe there's a maratahor that got evaporated or that disappeared. So if you have a maratahor alone, so then you could be told of the maratahor on the hargasha. But if you have a maratahor and a maratame together, it's far more likely that the maratame is connected to the hargasha. So that's what the Chavis Das thinks, that if you have a Maratara and a Maratame together, that you find in a Vedika after Hargasha, then the woman is considered to be Temeya. Mereshes Moshe in Simon Pei Beis suggests the following explanation for this Machlokes Achronim in the Pesach Tshuva. He says, he quotes the Rebbe Kivegar in Chidushim. Rebbe Kivegar in Chidushim in Zayin Amud Beis, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, writes the following. Ani misafek beguf hadin levavur b'tumas hadeshem. So Rebbe Kivegar is safek about the following application of the b'tumas hadeshem. The imlo masaklum de tameya. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if she has a hargasha, she sees nothing, she does a bedika, she's still tameya. De bevadei rasa v'nevad, because we assume that she definitely saw dam. There was dam that came out and just got absorbed before she saw it. V'masa mar lavan de tahor t'lina hargasha d'zeh. But if she finds a mar tahor, then you can be told of the hargasha mar tahor. Fine, that's the Tumas Hadeshim. Says the Kivegar, V'lo nisvayer, V'im lo vodka rak chasi ha'ed, U'mas alav mari tahora. So let's say the woman does a bedika, but she only looks at half of the bedika cloth. And on that half of the bedika cloth that she looks at, she finds a mari tahora. And she doesn't know what's on the other half. Maybe the other half has nothing. Maybe the other half has another mari tahora. Maybe the other half is a maratame. So she looked at half the bedika cloth as a maratahor, and she doesn't know what's on the other half. So, do you have to be choshesh that maybe there's a maratame on the other half of the bedika cloth? And the purpose of the bedika is to ascertain that there is only a maratahor. Or is the purpose of the bedika to give you a plausible tliyah? Is the purpose of the bedika to say, is there something I can be told of the Hargasha on? And once I find the Maratahor, then I can be told of the Hargasha and the Maratahor, even if there's a possibility there may be Maratame too. Or is the purpose of the bedika to ascertain that there's no Maratame at all? That's a kvegar safek. This din, if you do a bedika, you only check half of the bedika cloth, and that half yields a mare tahar. So is the purpose of the bedika to give you a taliyah, to give you a plausible explanation as to what the hargasha caused, or is the purpose of the bedika to ascertain that there's no mare tahar? That's this nafkamina. You did a bedika, you only looked at half of the bedika cloth, and you found the mare tahar. If the purpose is to ascertain that there's no mare tahar, you don't know that. If the purpose is to create a taliyah, you created a taliyah on the mare tahar. If Kivegar raises that as a question, and that's the two stubborn that he explains, so the Mereshah Sebastian points out that seems to be what the Chavis Das and the Givas Shal are arguing about. And according to the Chavis Das, if you have a bedika cloth that has both a Mara Tahor and a Mara Tameh, that's essentially the same as a bedika cloth where you only see half of it, and there may be a Mara Tameh on the other half of the bedika cloth, meaning you have to ascertain through the bedika that there's no Mara Tameh. Once there's a Mara Tameh, even if this is another Mara Tahor, you have to be concerned that Mara Tameh is directly attributable to the Hargasha. So the Mara Tahor doesn't help you as long as there's a Mara Tameh. And the Givas Shaul seems to be assuming that no, as long as you have a Taliyah, as long as you have the possibility of attributing the Hargasha to a Mara Tahor, then that is sufficient.
But couldn't we say that on every case you bring a Mara to the Rav?
Yeah.
You could always say that there's a Taliyah then.
If you bring a regular Mara, so then you have to judge every possibility of Taliyah and its own merits. Is there a Taliyah or isn't there a Taliyah? But here we're talking about the specific case where there was Hargasha. So the default position is that you have to be choshesh that there was dam, unless you can prove that there wasn't dam tameh, that there was dam tahor. So is it enough to have the possibility that there was dam tahor, but there might have also been dam tameh? Do we have to ascertain that there's no dam tameh visible?
So this is a very specific case then?
This is a very specific case.
Okay.
And that's what the Chavis Das himself writes that explicitly, that he talks about a case of neva mitzvah se'ed, that she's going to be Tumeya unless she knows for sure that there's only a Mara Tahor and that entire Bidika cloth. Rabbi Forth, yeah.
For anyone who would not assume like the Givas Shaul,
mm-hmm.
why would, and with any Bidika cloth, even if she sees the entire thing, why would we not be choshesh that alongside the Mara Tahor, there's also like the Trumas Deshan has a problem with nothing at all.
Right.
So because it could be there's a very small drop of blood that got absorbed. So why don't we always wear?
So everything's a matter of degree. So, right. But I think everything's a matter of degree. Meaning, if you do bedika and all you see is a Mara Tahor, so then the likelihood that there is another Mara Tameh is lessened. Doesn't mean it's an impossibility. It's a question of what, you know, where do you draw the line? Where do you chashish for? That's a matter of degree in the Chanan. Rabbi Forsas points out, this is in Appendix C in Volume 1, that he's just curious why the Kivegar, the Chavis Das, why are we talking about a case where, the Chavis Das' case is where you lost half of the, Kivegar talks about where you only check part of the aid. If you have the full aid and you only looked at half of it. The Chavis Das talks about where you lost half of the aid. So Rabbi Forrest just wonders, that's a very unlikely case, to lose half of a bedika cloth. That's not so shia. So the din should have been the same in a case where you lost the full bedika cloth and then you did a second bedika and you found the Mara Tahor on the second bedika. So if you have to be choshesh, then maybe there's a Mara Tameh on the first bedika cloth. So in din, that should be exactly the same as the case of losing half of the bedika cloth. That's just a more likely scenario than losing half of the bedika cloth is kind of difficult to imagine. So Rabbi Forrest just leaves out of curiosity why the Chavis Das expressed it in terms of losing half of the bedika cloth as opposed to doing one bedika, losing that bedika cloth, and then doing the second bedika that yields a Mare Tahor. Now, what what kind of hargasha is the Chumash Hadeshin talking about? So Chumash Hadeshin himself, as we saw last time, formulates hargasha as hargasha's psiya makor, hargasha's psicha's psiya makor, which is how the Shulchan Aruch here, when he quotes the Chumash Hadeshin, formulates in Kufsari Aleph. So the Chachmas other mites in Kufyud Gimel Aleph that Ein Lecha Bo Chidusha, the din of the Chumash Hadeshin is only relevant in his case, which is Hargasha's Psichas Piyam Akor, which could be a more pronounced type of Hargasha, where there it's much more likely that if you have the sensation of the uterus opening, so then it's very likely that you saw a dam, then you obviously saw a dam. There was a dam that came out. But the other kinds of Hargasha, maybe not. The Piskei Tshuva and Sifkat Nevada that we're just reading goes on to quote the Chasam Sofer, who says that it also applies to the Hargasha of Nizdaz Gufa, the Rambam's formulation of Hargasha, but not to Ziva Sabalach, which anyway the Chasam Sofer is skeptical about to begin with, whether that's an authentic Hargasha. So the Chasam Sofer doesn't really believe in Hargasha Ziva Sabalach ever. So in that case, the Chasam Sofer says he could definitely be Mekel, not with the Chumash Hadeshin. And he thinks that even the Jewish Siddush will agree to that, because that's not the kind of Hargasha where you have to assume there was Dam. Ramosha Paskins in Os Ches of his Jewish Rabbi Eider, Ramosha Paskins that you should be Machmer even, again, Ramosha held that Hargasha Sivas Avralach is potentially Hargasha, so Ramosha held that the Jewish Siddush applies there also, that even if you have Hargasha Sivas Avralach, which is the only Hargasha that you could potentially have nowadays, as we discussed, so even there, you'd have to be machmir like the Chumash Hadeshin to be choshesh, that you're a sura, and do a bedika.
Just out of curiosity, mm-hmm. The Chumash Hadeshin, when he says Hargasha is a sura to Araisa,
yeah,
meaning that in this situation of Hargasha Bli Ra'iya, mm-hmm. you would hold there for Shubi to Manda the Araisa?
Yeah.
That's what you would hold on.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was the objection of the Radvaz, that even if you want to entertain the Machmir, so the Machmir at the Rabbanu level, Mechatesi, that should be the rice. The Chochmas Adam then writes, so after he writes that the Chumash Hadeshin is only talking about the Chumash Hadeshin's own Hargasha of Psichas Pi Makor, then that's Kufyu Gimel Aleph, then he writes in Kufyu Gimel Gimel, V'chein Isha Shehaisa Nis'ateshes V'chosek, if a woman is sneezing very strongly, V'koach, V'ayde Koach Godel Shele'itosh Nitaz Mimana L'mata Meiraglayim, that causes some discharge of Meiraglayim, Lefi Daita, Velo Baka Asma, and she doesn't do Bedika. The Acher Kaatma, so the Kisonas Kesem Katan Pachas Mikigris, and then she finds a Kesem Pachas Mikigris. Talina Bematsu Ishahaya Meiraglayim. So we attribute that to the Meiraglayim. The Chain Derech Noshim Lifa Amim. Venira Lee, the Huazdin Noshim Shiragal, the Hamlicha Levana. If a woman normally has discharge, that's not dam. Umuchzak es bezeh. So if a woman normally has other discharge, afilu hergisha ziva stavar lach, v'lo batka tahora. See, even if she has a sensation of ziva stavar lach, and she doesn't do bedika, she's tahora. Kemen she muchzak es bekach, v'regila bekach tulina b'nabasli. So if a woman normally has discharge that is not blood, so even if she has a Hargasha Ziva Savralach, it sounds like even if you'd be Machmir in general that Hargasha Ziva Savralach is a Hargasha, but because she normally sees Licha Levana, she normally sees other discharge, and that could easily be attributable to the Hargasha Ziva Savralach, so then you don't have to be Machmir in that situation. So that's what the later posts talk about, that if a woman does normally have this kind of a discharge and hargasha sivas darulach that accompanies it, then she should perhaps do bedikos to establish that when she has this hargasha sivas darulach, it doesn't necessarily cause dam, and then you could go on being tola the hargashas sivas darulach to the release of other discharge. So Marsham writes this chelik aleph simon kuf peches. Chelik aleph simon kuf peches. Quoting Divrei Chaim, that if a woman does bedikos and establishes that she sees a mara tahor when she has the this kind of a hargasha, then you could be makel going forward and not be concerned about hargasha siva sabralach where there's no riyah. So that's what the later poskim say, that under these circumstances you could do bedikos three times to ascertain that the hargasha siva sabralach is attributable, or the hargasha siva sabralach could be connected to the licha levana, to the other discharge that you see. Ramosha writes in Os Tess of his Shuvas Rabbi Eider that if you're going to do these vedikos three times, it's not enough to do it three times, period. You have to do it three times under various circumstances, meaning that you have to do it, he says, three times in the morning, three times in the evening, three times when you're at work, three times when you're resting, in order to create a chazaka that the discharge is attributable to the zivas darulach, then you have to isolate the various circumstances or variables that could impact on that discharge. Rabbi Morgenstern in the Piskei Das quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, and Rabbi Yashiv didn't think that was necessary, and that's what he quotes, halacha, as long as you do three bedikos at any time, that's enough to establish the pattern that the ziva sabralach doesn't have to be of concern. Yeah.
The first day of the chokmas about sneezing in the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Are we just make up with marathon? Why is it a concern in the first place?
We are make up on. What do we make up on marathon?
When she's not to marathon and she's dumb.
Right. So that's a tribute. That we're not concerned that there's hargasha. That's what you mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So when we find dumb later, why would we be concerned? It's dumb or tohar.
I'm sorry?
It's dumb or tohar later.
Right. Well, that's what he says.
But why is there a question in the first place?
If we only quoted things that were...
But he doesn't give the reason. From the Gemara, it's obvious, or from the Mishnah, that we make go. He doesn't give that reason.
No, because there are other cases of itush where that could create a vest, or like a... It could create a vest.
So the sneezing is part of
right.
The... Okay.
Mm-hmm. But the reason I quoted that was for the second line about the lichal avad.
The other thing, mm-hmm. Moshe with creating a... Chazaka, does she need to do three bedikos in a row where she sees a marathon, or does doing a bedik and finding nothing not affect it? Like, if she does, if three bedikos where she's.
No, I think that's three bedikos where you find licha levana.
So finding nothing would reset it?
So finding nothing, it wouldn't.
Would that be? Should be coming.
Well, she'd be tummy, but it doesn't necessarily affect the chazaka. She's tummy because of chashash. It's a suffix that she had in the heart.
Right. I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember exactly how he said it.
In general, it's like creating chazaka.
Yeah, no, I hear your question.
Yeah. In the middle.
Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me. I don't remember exactly how he said it, and it's clear. I hear your question. You are asking a broader question. I have to look at the Shuvas. I don't remember. Okay. Now, as we referenced earlier, take a look back at Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Piskei Shuvah Sukkot and Aleph again. The Piskei Shuvah writes in the middle of Sukkot and Aleph after he outlined the various types of Hargasha. V'imatz Adam the Bedika below Hargasha. So if a woman sees Dam in a Bedika without Hargasha, oh, Acher Tashmish below Hargasha, Ihave Safik Daraisa. So do we say that's considered a Safik Daraisa? V'nema Hadala Argasha Mishum the Savra Hergesh Eid Oshamashu. So do we say that maybe there was a mass Hargasha, that if a woman does a Bedika, a woman's Torah, she does a Bedika, she finds Dam on the Bedika. So does that make her Asura Min HaTorah? Does that make her Tameya? Because we're concerned that maybe there was Hargasha, and the Hargasha Saddam was masked by the Hargasha's Ha'ed. So he quotes the Crazy Uplasi, the Sidri Tara, and the Chavis Das says it's also that's Daraisa. So if a woman does a bedika, then any dam that comes out of that bedika is going to make her tmeya mida araisa, because we're concerned maybe there was hargasha, and the hargasha was masked by the hargasha's aid. Crazy Placey thinks this is clear in the Rambam. Crazy Placey was Rabbi Yonatan Eidrich, it's his parish in Yerodea, which the end of the Crazy Placey, the Simanim, his commentary on the Simanim Pilchas Nida are called Tiferes Yisrael, but I think it's still generally referred to as the Crazy Placey. So he has a long piece in the beginning of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, so he points out the following observation of Lashon Rambam. Rambam Perek Tes Yisuri Bia begins as follows. We read this last time. Eina Isha Mistama Min HaTorah Benida O Beziva Ad Shetargish Yitir Adam Ve'yesei Bevesara. So in order for a woman to be Tameya Min HaTorah, she has to have Argasha and Ariya. V'tiya Tameya Me'es Shetira U'lavav Lavat. And she's only Tameya from the time that there's Ariya not. V'in Lo Hergisha, if she has no Hargasha, U'badka, and she does a Bedika, U'matsa Hadam Lifnim Reproser, and she finds Dam that was in the Proser, then you have to assume, because it's Dam Reprozdar, that's the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin, you have to assume that that is Bava Hargasha, and therefore the woman is going to be Asur. Halacha Beis, Umidire Sofrim, Shekola Roa Kesen Dam Al Besaro, Begadeha, Afapisha Lohir Gisha, Afapisha Baka Asma Veloma Sadam, Hareza Tameya, Uki Iluma Sadam Lifnim de Besara. But if a woman sees a kesem without hargasha, then she's going to be asura tmeya midraban. So says Rabbi Yonasan, halacha aleph is a din daraisa, halacha beis is a din darabana. Halacha aleph, the Rambam says, ilo hergisha ubadka umasadam hareza bekeses shabab hargasha. So he's talking about the din daraisa. He says that even if there's no hargasha, if you see Dam Bidika, that's going to make you Tmeya, obviously, Midaraisa. So that's what Crazy Placey says in Meduika the Rambam. The Rambam also held that which isn't really explicit in the Rishonim, but if you read the Rambam carefully, he says the Rambam clearly holds that if you have a Bidika, even without Argasha, that's going to make a woman Asura Min Hadara. That's what we assume, that Dama comes out in a Bidika is going to make a woman Asura. So there are no kulas tzamim on dam that comes on a bedika. Piskei Shuvah then goes on to say here, aval bikinuach, o shelo echnisa eid ba'omek, el me'aproz v'lachot, eid o'el amid rabbana k'shelo regisha. But if it's not a real bedika, it's just she's wiping herself, but it's not inserted too far, so then that's not going to create an Isser Torah. So let's just introduce the topic of Ksamim, which we'll be spending the next few shiurim. So, as is clear from the Gemara in the beginning of Perek HaRoeh Kesem that we've been discussing, if you have dan below hargasha, that's going to make a woman tameya midrabban. Right? Dan b'hargasha, just on the Rambam, is deraisa. Dan below hargasha, under most circumstances, is only derabbanan. However, what emerges from the Gemara, the Mishnah Gemara, is that there are some kulos of samim relative to a regular re'iyah. The kulos of pachas migigris, of tzivonim, of ena mekabel tuma. So, what was the reason for the gzeira derabbanan of samim? Rashi writes, Daf Mimchas Amud Aleph on the top, where the Gemara said, "Am Rav Yirmiyah Midifti Moda Shmuel Sheet Tmei Amid Rabbanan." And we explained a couple times ago, the Chachmas Son, the Racha Shulchan, that Rav Ashi doesn't argue on that point, that everyone agrees there is a Issid Rabbanan of Samim. Says Rashi, Mid Rabbanan, Dilma Argashav Lavadaita. The reason that we assert a Kesem Mina Torah without Hargasha would be totally Tahora. We're concerned that maybe there was Hargasha, she wasn't sensitive to the Hargasha, and therefore we aser Dan below Hargasha midirabana. Look at Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Modishmuel. Tosfos writes, Perisha Kuntris, Talina Dilma Argasha Levadaita. Veinira, da filu mukzak la shelo hirgisha tameya. Now, even if we know for a fact that there is no hargasha, she's still going to be tameya midrabana ho virasa dam nidus. Rav Ashinami moda tilishmuel hech de lo hirgisha tahor min a Torah the tameya midrabana. Al asu lefruche de chinimsa karka de tahora afilu midrabanan. Right, so that's a Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is coming to tell you that if it's Nimsa Karka Olam, then she's Tahara Filu Midrabanan. But according to Tosfos, even if we know for a fact that Lo Argasha, the Chumra Derabanan, the Xera Derabanan of Samim, still applies.
Tosfos explicitly says against Rashi.
Yep. So it applies even if you know for a fact that there's no Hargasha. So the Kesem Mishnah writes the following. There's Halacha Beis in Issur Yibiyah, which we just read. Kazavisha asks, Kashali, Ahave Sak Sneka? Havale the Mishri, Safek Migu, Havale the Mishri. So why is it that we are gozer on Ksamim Midrabanan? Isn't it a Sak Sneka? Safek Migufa ba Safek Shalom Migufa. So we don't know where the Dam came from. She sees Dam outside of the body. We don't know if it came from her body or somewhere else. The instance of Migufa, even if it came from her body, maybe it's non-uterine blood, maybe it came from somewhere else, and it's Tahor. So why don't we say Sveksveka, and we should be master of Samim based on that Sveksveka? Why are Rabbanan goes there on Samim, don't you have a Sveksveka to rely on? Yesh lomar, da'afa pikein ech mirubo chachamim mishum de'isr chamar. The first answer is in a chanami, in terms of klal safi v'shin v'meiko, but because you're talking about nirsech hamur, a potential fee of kares, Chacham decided to be machmir. V'od yesh lomar shemei acher she'ein la davar litlos bo, v'chmir chacham lomar tavi ke'ilu hu migufa v'adai, The Einkan Ella Safek Echad. The Kazakh Mishnah says, maybe it's not a Safeka because where there's no reasonable Tliya, then it's hard to argue that it came from somewhere else. If there's some other source to which the dam is attributable, fine. But even if you didn't see the dam come from your body, but there's no other reasonable explanation as to where it came from, so then that doesn't rise to the level of a full Safek to say that we have a Safeka. So the only real Safek is, did it come in a Makor, did it come from somewhere else in her body? And that's why Chachamim saw fit to be gozer on some.
For an actual Safek,
you say, why do you need a Xeris Samim?
If it were Safek.
If it was a single Safek.
Yeah.
So,
and then he'll say that,
so it's really a sex fake, but it's a weaker sex fake, so we treat it as a single suffix.
But then we just think, ah.
Or you need a Zera Sachamim, because in most situations it's a suffix, but across the board when we go there, so you don't have to analyze every situation on its merits. Maybe. The Taz quotes this Gatha Mishnah in the Siman Kuf Sad Yisuf Katan Beis. Of course, the Kashuk has a mission, he gives a different teretz. Tasuk Katan Beis, isn't it Sefzeka? Yesh Lomar, the Kevin the Ro Dam, Sheyosa Meisha, Sheyim Lamaka, Asim and Makor, Lanefshah Zel Sefeklau. So he minimizes the Sefzeka in the other direction. He has a mission, minimizes the Sefzeka because it's most likely from her body. Then you have a Sefzek, is it Minimakor or from somewhere else? He has a mission, says, if it's from her body, it's most likely minimakor. So that's not a suffix. Okay. The Ravid in his Bali Nefesh, in the Hakdama to Shark Samim, quotes and rejects a position of the Rav Abbezin, his father-in-law. He writes, if you have it in front, if you have Benji, you have, it's on page here in the back. So the Ravid writes in Bali Nefesh, the beginning of Shark Samim, so he addresses the position of his father-in-law, the Rav Abezdin, that the dinim of Samim don't apply nowadays. They were only instituted in the context of Taros, not in the context of the Isser Levila. So when people in Yisr are on Taros, so if the person had a Kesem, they have to be Makrim to treat her as Tmei. But now that we're not Makrim and Taros anymore, the only issue is the Yisr Labayla, so that Zeres Samim doesn't apply to. And the Ravid has three kashes on this position. It's Hevelu B'Yadah. The number one, he quotes the Brayta and Daf Nitesem and Aleph, Lo Amruk Samim Lahakala Devei Torah, that Samim don't come to create a Kula, it comes to create a Chumra. What does that mean? The Ravid says, Kolomar Lasa Siag L'Torah. The reason we have Xeris Samim is to create a Siag. Amalin in Isser Nida Nemrut. Siag means that we're talking about a potential Isser, and you're getting a Siag to prevent violating that Isser. That's talking about Isser Labaila. A woman who is a Nida is Asur Labaila. And we create a Siag to prevent as an extra precaution against that iser. You don't make a siag against becoming tame. You make a siag against an iser lebaylam. So that very much sounds like we're talking about samim in the context of iser lebaylam. The ode, shrei amru b'samim pa'amim shehei mevin lidei ziva kolomer lidei korban. The Gemara in the Beis on the Beis that talks about samim in the context of a korban. It's can you have various samim that add up together to make a woman into a zava? So what's the korban that we're talking about? We're talking about korban chatas. We're talking about a situation where someone violated the Isra Labaila. And raya number three of the Ravid is the Gemara Nunchas Amid Beis, the Lashon of Lidvarai Ein Kates, Shein Lecha Isha Shetar Labaila. If you're going to be so machmir on samim, so then you're going to end up asking everybody. If you are machmir that even Pachas Mikigris is Aser, so the Gemara is a Lashon of Ein Lecha Isha Shetar Labaila. If you're going to be machmir on a Kesem Pachas Mikigris, everyone has macholuses, everyone's going to have Dam Pachas Mikigris, and M is going to be a Sur Labaila. So they're also clearly talking about Samim in the context of an Isur Labaila, not just in the context of Taros. The Piskei Tshuva here in Kuf Tzad Yisukat and Yud, quotes the Tshuva's Chasam Sofer that defends the position of the Rav Abbez Din, at least explains the position of the Rav Abbez Din in light of the Ravid's objections. Chasam Sofer is Simon Kuf Pei Beis, Tshuva's Chasam Sofer Kuf Pei Beis, quoting Piskei Tshuva Kuf Tzad Yud. So he explains that according to the Rav Abbez Din, in a chanami, bisman that we're makbid on taros, a woman was asura labaila as well. But that was a derivative of tumah v'tara, meaning, at the time in history we were makbid on tumah v'tara, so then there were chumras ksamim, and once we're makbid on ksamim, so that's going to create an iser labaila as well at that point. But when we're no longer makbid on taros, so then there would no longer be an iser labayla. So iser labayla is an extension of the tumah v'tara application. Where there's a tumah v'tara application, then the derabbanan is iser labayla as well. We're not, then not. The Arachal Anera points out in the Gemara Nunchas Amid Beis, he also tries to defend the Rav Abbez Din from the kashas of the Ravid. And he points out that the Rif doesn't quote Dinei Ksamim. So maybe the Rif also is going like this position of the Rav Abbez Din, and that's why he doesn't quote Dinei Ksamim in the Rif. Chasam Sofer assumes that even if we don't accept the Rav Abbez Din, even those that argue on the Rav Abbez Din agree with the Rav Abbez Din on one nekuda, that the Gzeira of Ksamim was a derivative of Gzeiros relevant to Tumah V'Tara. That it was created at a time where we were makbid on tumah v'tara, and he makes an important point l'halacha on that basis. We'll develop this as we go on. That because zeirat samim were created as a derivative of hilchos tumah v'tara, the details are kind of frozen in time from when some of the Torah are relevant. And that's important when it comes to the Shir Pachas Migigris and the Tzli of the Macholas. So even if we may live in a place where you don't have Macholuses flying around that you could necessarily be Tola on, but since the Zera of Samum was created at a time where Macholuses were more B'matzoi, so that Shir Gris, based on Macholus, was frozen at that point and continues to be relevant even if we don't have the same Macholuses around anymore. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up with that point next time. So going forward, we're jumping to Siman Kosadi now. If you haven't finished seeing the relevant Gemaras in Aroha Kassel, please do so. And just continue with the Mechaber Beis Yosef and the notes that came on the beginning of Kosadi. I'll send out some additional Mar Makomas as well. So I imagine we'll probably spend 3 Shiurim or so on the first 10 Se'ifim of Kosadi, and then the rest of the Siman will go through quickly.